I just, nah, man.
Why can't you celebrate and then draw girls at the same time?
What are you celebrating? You're not an Arsenal fan.
Just to be there in the moment. It's a one. Yeah, in, so you just want to be in the one in the moment lifetime opportunity.
So basically, what you're saying is you just want to be where it's at, where it's lit, where it's happening, isn't it? Where gal.
Maybe people.
But you need to be honest about it. Just say you went there for gal.
I just told you that, bro. The only reason I would have went, you know what I mean, is for the gal.
Wait, hold on.
I would have went for the gal.
That's like carnival. A lot of people are not even Caribbean. Why are you there for?
There we go.
What's the problem?
Just celebrate culture.
I'm saying.
But moving on, bro. Which one of you, man, went to the Arsenal parade?
I didn't.
I don't watch football.
I wanted to go. I wanted to go for the wrong reasons, though, man.
You're one of them, man, innit? You wanted to go for the litness, innit?
I would grab gal.
You're not saying.
Yeah, but I heard it was like what else, bro? I heard it was like a pre-carnival, but I heard they were selling jerk chicken and punch and get me the DJs all set up. I thought, yeah, bro, I'm trying to pull up. But obviously, due to unforeseen circumstances, I couldn't go, innit?
So you're not even an Arsenal fan, just to confirm?
No, I'm not an Arsenal fan. But there is somebody else that's not on the pod that went. He even purchased the Arsenal t-shirt.
He purchased the Arsenal t-shirt
and went, brother.
Oh, that's so wet, bro.
Screaming all the chants of the world. You don't even know what he's doing there, bro.
That's so wet, bro.
But a lot of people were doing that though, man.
Yeah, they're all moist, bro. They're
but you know what it is, yeah? Why? But okay, cool. Think about it. Give me a time, except carnival, that you can have that amount of people and just enjoying themselves on good vibes only.
Exactly. It's unity. People should come
on
together
good
more.
Good vibes only, nah. Like
you see,
that.
That's why they label us as bad people, like bad vibes in this country, bro.
Think about
it. You always want to gatekeep everything.
If a team winning that you don't even celebrate, but just have you with a bunch of other people just celebrating whatever. Why not? Why not be all for it?
Nah, because at the end of the day, yeah, the essence of it is Arsenal have won the Premier League.
Yeah.
Let the fans of the club, yeah, enjoy that. You know what I'm saying? Man them are going there, trying to mix in, trying to blend in on different agendas, bro. You know what I'm saying? They're looking for big gal.
But I can't lie, yeah, but why can't you do 2-for-1?
Why
can't you celebrate and then draw girls at the same time?
What are you celebrating? You're not an Arsenal fan.
Just to be there in the moment. It's a one. Yeah, in, so you just want to be in a one in the moment lifetime opportunity.
So basically, what you're saying is you just want to be where it's at, where it's lit, where it's happening, isn't it? Where gal.
Maybe people.
You need to be honest about it. Just say you went there for gal.
I just told you that, bro. The only reason I would have went, you know what I mean, is for the gal.
Wait, hold on.
I would have went for the gal.
That's like carnival. A lot of people are not even Caribbean. Why are you there for?
There we go.
What's the problem?
To celebrate culture. Exactly. Arsenal got a lot of black culture within the community. What's wrong with the more black people coming to embrace that?
Well, it's nice, bro. At the end of the day, it's about football, isn't it? Yeah. I'm seeing TikToks, yeah. People like, all right, cool. Bro, you said you wanted to go, yeah?
Yeah.
Said you wanted to go, yeah?
Yeah.
He was Arsenal's top goal scorer this season.
I just told you I don't support Arsenal to even watch them.
So why the f*** you there?
Because I told you I was going to go there for.
No, I'm saying anyway.
I keep it a buck, bro. I ain't hiding.
But that's like me asking you, yeah, or someone else. Oh, who was Jamaica's first president?
No, it's not.
No, but you're going carnival. It's not. You're going carnival.
You don't care about Jamaica either, bro.
Is this what I'm trying to say, though? It's the truth, though.
I think it's different, bro.
It's the same thing, man.
It's a parade to celebrate them winning the 2020.
And it's a parade for celebrating Caribbean culture.
Yeah, cool. But the thing is, like, you're doing it in Notting Hill, yeah? I'm not even the most educated on this topic yet, but I think now, like, it's kind of, obviously the essence of it is Caribbean culture, but it has evolved a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So other cultures come and, like get a taste of that. You know what I'm saying?
So the other team's getting a taste of that.
So you're saying this?
No, but you're comparing something, yeah? Like, football is tribal, bro. It's tribalism at its highest, yeah? You know what I'm saying? How can you, yeah, a Chelsea fan, going to an Arsenal parade to celebrate Arsenal stepping on you? Are you mad? That don't make sense. You don't watch football, so you won't even understand this, bro. Like, that's crazy, bro.
What team do you support?
I support Barca, innit?
This guy can't
anyway,
talk.
Anyway, bro, let's
I support Barcelona.
But you, all right, cool. Look, we went to, where did we go, like, 2 years ago?
Where did we go?
Norway,
yeah.
And what did we go there for?
Independence.
Yeah, but I can't lie. I didn't even know.
I didn't know what independence was. We all spoke about what we were going there for.
It's called Constitution Day.
Yeah.
Imagine
yeah.
if we went there and they gate kept their celebration and said, we don't want you UK guys celebrating.
No, but that's similar. But that is similar to Carnival.
They welcome us with open arms.
Yeah, but that, true. That is similar to Carnival. And I said, I don't have, like, Carnival's fine. Anyone can pull up. It's a celebration of Caribbean culture, yeah? If Becky from wherever the Becky's from, yeah, wants to come down to London and get involved, that's calm. Football, again, is tribal, bro. There's Man United fans there getting involved. Like, what are you doing, bro? Arsenal just stepped on you, man, bro. You lot ain't won the league for how over 10 years and you're there celebrating Arsenal's win just to grab gal. Are you mad?
Oh, it's all in the moment, man. Isn't it? Nah, everyone wants to have fun in their life, isn't
it? Nah, but football's different, bro. Football's
so that. You'd bang out if man them turn up to your parade. You'd bang them out.
Yes, bro. 110%, bro. Get me.
That's why you need to go to Spain, bro. Go watch Barcelona there, bro.
I go, man. I've been Barcelona many times. All I'm saying is, yeah, anyone that knows me knows I'm passionate about football, innit? Now, when you get the bit, yeah, bro, don't.
How did you even manage to support Barcelona even if you live in the UK?
Oh, don't long story.
Wait, no. Can I ask you a question then? So let's say if the World Cup and England wins, yeah, but you're not from England. What, can't they not come in the parade?
Wait, what?
If England wins the World Cup and someone that's not born in the UK...
But lives here,
wants to celebrate, what? They can't celebrate?
I mean, it's a bit different, innit?
How's it different?
Well, they might live here.
It's
the same premises. No, but they might support the England national team.
But let's say they don't. But yeah, they still want
to
come.
Then I'll say you shouldn't go to the... If you don't support the England national team, then you probably shouldn't go.
Why not? They might come for good vibes. It's all about the essential thing is the vibe.
I think it's a bit different. Like, club football, it's different. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you was into football, you'd understand what I'm saying, bro. Football is trap. There's man them, yeah. I'm one of them guys, bro. Like, I'll sit there with my... Yeah, and argue about football for time.
Bro, when the Olympics came on, ain't no one was representing the UK sprinting team. They were more likely rooting for the US or the Jamaican team. Were you rooting for the US? Or, I mean, for the UK?
Nah, yeah. I can't, at the Olympics, yeah, I want the athletes, representing Great Britain to win. 100%. Like, if there's one that's in contention, yeah, I want them to win. Jessica Ennis back in the day, bad gal. Are you taking the... Come Jessica Ennis, bro. You know what I'm saying? 2012, that was lit, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's, you get me? Yeah? If there's like some proper athletes there, I want them to win, bro. But like, people like Usain Bolt, everyone, you don't love Usain Bolt. You don't love seeing him break the world record, bro. Like, everyone's going to celebrate that, innit?
Football's but you're not Jamaican. So why are you celebrating? Why are you celebrating someone that's smashed your UK guy?
But I'm Caribbean.
Like you just said.
Yeah, but the thing is, yeah, like,
you're Caribbean, but you're not Jamaican.
Yeah, but it's one love.
No, it's not one.
It's only when it's
one love.
When it suits him, it's one love.
No, but you're not getting what I'm saying. What team do you support?
That's not important.
No, it is important. What team do you support?
It's not important.
You support West Ham, innit?
It's not important.
Yeah, so you man got relegated and you're there doing JA at Arsenal's parade. What kind of fan are you, bro?
Bro, I'm still a diehard fan, bro.
Nah, you're not. No, you're not.
When
no, you're not. Your team just got slapped up relegated and you're there trying to grab Arsenal gal. Allow it, man. Come on, bro.
To be honest, I was going for the memories, bro. You know me, I like to create memories and do different things.
So you're going to remember the 2026 season when your team got relegated?
Listen, when we won the Europa League, there was bare Arsenal fans at our parade as well.
No, there wasn't. What are you talking about?
What? There was bare Arsenal fans from the ends at our parade.
I didn't know that.
Man, that's what I'm saying. You don't know that.
Yeah, but I'll say...
Your team's in Spain, but my team's here.
I'll say the same thing to them, man, though, innit? I'll say the same thing to them, man.
Brother.
You shouldn't be there.
Nah, we welcomed everyone with open arms. Like, yo, you men are here to celebrate with us. You get me? That's what's going on.
I think it's a bit different, bro.
Your mindset is weird. Like, no one should be gatekeeping anything. Yeah, invite people to be part of it
No. Because, yeah... Like, I'm personally, yeah, where I'm coming from, I can't like you, for example, yeah, you support West Ham, I can't lie, bro. They're not in it. You're not really rivals with Arsenal, yeah. I'm talking to the United fans, I'm talking to the Chelsea fans, I'm talking to the Spurs fans, I'm talking to the Liverpool fans. If you support any of them clubs, direct rivals with Arsenal, and you was there celebrating, trying to grab gout, eat jerk chicken, dancing on the street, I can't lie, you're man, innit?
But I can ask you guys a question then, yeah. So, which type of fans are worse then, football fans or NBA fans?
In terms of what?
In terms of like how they are, in terms of gaming and 100% rooting
football.
And
football fans. I think NBA fans are a bit more fickle. Like NBA fans, like if a football. Superstar like transfers team, like NBA fans, a lot of people are fans of the players.
Yeah.
Rather than
the actual team.
Yeah, like LeBron, Cleveland, support Cleveland. Miami, support Miami. Back to Cleveland, support Cleveland again. Lakers, support the Lakers. They're kind of fickle. Not all of them, Yeah, but a lot of them are very fickle with where the people go.
You do get a few football fans that are like that as well. For example, when Heung-min Son went to Tottenham,
yeah,
he brought a lot of the East Asian people over to Tottenham to support as well. And I didn't realise that he's quite big.
But could you argue that's new fans? That's like Asian fans that maybe are not, like, they might watch football, they don't have a mad affinity to a team. But because Son's there, he represents us. I'm a support Spurs.
Yeah, but that's exactly what you're saying. So some people do support the player instead of the actual team.
I think it's less common in football, though.
I've been seeing it more and more as years have progressed with football. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that happens in the Prem? I think the Prem is probably the most tribal league in the world. Bro.
Of course it does. Even when, for example, when Brazilian player Lucas Paqueta came to West Ham, he brought bare Brazilian fans with him. Mohamed Kudus, the same thing. When he came over, bare Ghanaian fans started to support West Ham as well. Soon as their men have gone, they go wherever the next team is.
I mean, yeah. I hear that. I hear that. That's like a more like international look on it, isn't it? You know what I mean? But that's a valid point. But I don't know. I think comparing it to NBA, I think it's
weird, man. Yeah, you can't.
I think there's like, for example, yeah, like man in the UK, like I don't think they're really doing that. Like say like, I'm trying to think of like. Like, ah, cool. Back in the day, Fernando Torres, yeah? You know who Fernando Torres is?
I saw he used to play for Man U. I
set him up.
I don't watch football, blood. I'm sorry. I don't watch football.
I should just. Oh, you set
the
him up.
The only time
bro.
I played football was Pro Evolution, bro. I'm sorry.
Bro, you set him up.
Or was it Arsenal? I don't know, bro.
You set him up.
It's not even Arsenal, but. Ah, cool. Let me explain it, yeah. Cool. For that. Fernando Torres, yeah, bad boy in the 2000s, yeah. Played for Liverpool, badding it up, yeah. Okay. So obviously, cool. He's at Liverpool now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He moved to Chelsea. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, no Liverpool fan moved with him to support Chelsea. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Whereas like in the NBA, like in America, there's man that just support LeBron James. Like there's, what's that streamer? He's up on the cast, isn't it?
Phantom.
Nah, not Phantom. What's my man's name?
What's it that?
Not Rakai.
Nah, not Rakai, but he's around them, the Clover Boys, isn't that? Ty Lue, yeah? Yeah. Bro, he's like a LeBron super fan, isn't it? So that's an example of man that just support wherever LeBron goes.
Yeah, facts. You know
what I'm trying to say?
No, it happens. It happens.
I don't know, but I think in general, I think football fans are worse, bro. Football fans are way more tribal, man.
Do you think, okay, so if we say NBA is more of a calmer vibe, would you say NFL fans are way more worse than football fans? Cause I feel like from what I've seen video wise on like highlights and stuff, I feel like NFL guys are way more rowdy than
I still say football fans, man.
Bro, we have the biggest sport in the world, man, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mm.
And rowdiness comes with it naturally.
Yeah.
I don't think you could compare the two. You can't compare NBA or NFL to
this football's in its own domain.
Even the Premier League's bigger than NBA and NFL. Globally.
Yeah. The NFL generates the most money, though, I can't lie.
What, for the Super Bowl?
Nah, not that strictly for that, but like, if you look at Forbes, yeah, like, I think the Dallas Cowboys have the highest valuation of any sports franchise or sports institution in the world, you know? And to me, I find that mad, because football's a global sport, but the Dallas Cowboys are what raking the most money. You know what makes sense to me?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I don't pay attention to Hand Egg.
Hand Egg?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
American football.
You know, watch it. Hand Egg.
I think there's a skill to it, though.
I watch all of it.
If you think about what they have to do on a consistent basis, run.
No.
Like, yeah, you could say about football, but it's like the physique as well, that getting, you know, getting slammed down.
I won't lie to you, but
to get up and then carry on running for, what, 90 minutes? Is it 90 minutes or is it 2 hours?
The total game time is 60 minutes, but obviously, like, the clock stops.
The breaks and all
that. There's a lot of different rules, in it? If you start watching, you get used to it, but, yeah, like, you still got to be mad fit because the difference is, yeah, like, people say, like, NFL stop, start, but every time you're on the field in the NFL, it's, like, it's maximum effort and energy.
Mm.
That's why, like, it's a bit different. Whereas like football, you're continuously running, but it's not every run you're doing, it's a high intensity sprint.
Yeah.
Every time these men are playing, it's full on.
And you're having to anticipate a full grown man.
Boom. Boom, boom.
Take bro. Down.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, nah, long.
It's not for little kids.
Because you did rugby, innit? So would you say like...
back in the day, yeah.
Would you say rugby is more tougher to do than NFL because of there's no gear, your head-to-head contact and all that stuff?
Now, personally, I've had this conversation with a couple of people. My personal opinion is I think NFL, the hits, like, it's harder. In my opinion, yeah, because just the fact that, like, bro, you can literally, obviously, it can happen in rugby as well, but it's more happens in NFL where, like, you can just get blindsided, bro. You could be running, yeah, a man like, bro, 230, you know how big 230 pounds is? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 91 kg, yeah. These men will be like a whole 120, 125 kg put together, yeah, put together, running full pelt, boom. Take your head off, yeah. You might not even see it coming, bro. And you got to get up and walk off like nothing's happened.
Like Marshawn Lynch and all
that. Yeah, bro. You know, like, bro, just go watch highlights, bro.
There's... Yeah, the takedowns are disgusting,
mad,
bro.
Mad.
That's why them men have CTE and all them stuff, innit?
I'm saying they're crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think you got to be a bit tapped to play that sport. Personally, you have to be a bit, like, you have to be prepared to get your head knocked off, innit? Like,
yeah.
Rugby, I can't lie, I played rugby, bro. You can kind of finesse it, like, yo, yeah, see you later.
No, innit? But someone ain't it like when you got your head collision like that, yeah, and you got all locked in shoulders and. Like, ain't there times where you bang your head or something?
Yeah, like it can mash happen. But like,
that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I think that's worse though. You man ain't got no helmets though.
Them sort of sports hate for me still.
Nah, like don't get me. There's big hits. Like big hits go on in rugby, yeah. But I don't know, man. There's certain times where like it's not always like what I'm focusing on is the high intensity. Mm. Yeah, more time off. More often than not in the NFL, yeah. Every hit you're getting is maximum effort. Bang, straight into you, and you might not even be near the ball, yeah, and you're getting boom,
yeah,
boom, like just blocking, like, oh, just watch the sport, you'll see mad collisions going on all the time. Like, oh, it's not, I'm telling you, it's not for little boys, but no, neither is rugby. I'm not saying that either, but like rugby, you kind of can finesse it a little bit. Like,
yeah,
there's some players that play rugby, and you'll see like they get hit in defense, they don't make big tackles, and that you can't hide in NFL, bro. You can't, like, at some point, you're gonna get your head knocked off in it. You know what I'm saying, like, straight facts, like, you know what I mean. But even when, like, we watch football here anyway, man. You know what I'm saying?
I say we. You watch Barcelona, bro.
Yeah, the epitome of football. The highest level of football, bro.
I hear that, man.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, come on, man. We watch different sports. You watch, you support West Ham. You don't watch the sport. You don't watch the same sport I watch, innit? You know? But it's fine with me, bro. It's facts, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm used to, you know what I'm saying, man? Bro, I'm prepared for this. I've been having this conversation my whole life, bro. Everyone's always gotten to me about it, but I don't care.
And they're going to continue.
Yeah, I'm going to still be winning.
You're standing 10 toes, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely going to be cooking you after today still. I'm not going to lie to you.
You don't watch football, bro.
I'm not even talking about football. I'm just saying that's on what you previously said. I'm not going to
lie. Yeah, we're getting cooked still.
Yeah, definitely going to get cooked.
Bro, end of the day, it's my opinion.
The comment section's fuffing. Cheers, everyone.
All I'll say is, yeah.
Yeah, keep telling us your opinions because I can't lie to you. You can get onto us. We don't care. We actually appreciate you guys taking the time to write out your essays and paragraphs and how you feel, because that's at the end of the day, this is what we want. We want people to be having provoking thoughts and letting us know how you feel. You know what I'm trying to say? There was one comment, yeah, that was like, hey, the Donny in the white shirt, yeah, brother, let go of the dress, man. Your footwear's doing too much and that still... He said that to me. I can't lie. I'm gonna post a comment up in the thing, yeah. I can't lie. And I comment back saying, LOL. I said, bro, I know I got a big forehead from early, yeah. Then he comment back saying, bro, I rate that fact that you was able to take it so calmly. And I said, bro, it's my life, bro. Like, it's calm, innit? Like, what do you want me to do? Cry about it? Like, bro.
Damage control.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, bro, I'm immune to this stuff, bro. Like, I know for a fact people on the internet are always going to chat their stuff regarding it's the internet, bro. You know what I try to say? Ain't no one coming up to me and telling me stuff like that, innit? So,
but this is my thing, yeah. Like, I'm sorry, yeah. If you let people on the internet trigger you sitting at home that you don't know, that's a you problem.
Factual.
That's a you problem. Because it's not like I'm in your face saying this and that. Like, bro, you saw it on the net.
Delete
and
you're
getting triggered. Like, that's a you problem.
You problem.
If you want to comment, fair enough, innit? But, like, Believe it, I don't give a toss.
Well, my thing is, yeah, just delete the app. If it's really that deep, delete it. Keep it moving. Ain't no one coming up to you in real life. Think about it. A lot of people get confused that because you're on social, you got a bit of following, that people are going to randomly come up to you and start asking you for your... No one cares about you. Off the app, no one cares. You're going to go to your day-to-day job. No one's coming up to you unless you got some sort of clout to your name, offline, in person, then yeah, cool. But bro, whatever. It is what it is type of vibe. You know what I'm trying to say? But keep it up, though. I like it still.
What other comments you got? Like, what
started triggered? Well, a lot of the Americans were upset with Rochelle and Elaine about the...
I think it was Rochelle.
Mainly Rochelle, wasn't it? Definitely Rochelle. On TikTok as well. Essentially about the whole... What was it? You kind of was going through the comments as well, but Native Americans and being called indigenous.
I can't lie. That's what Rochelle was talking about, innit? Like, I think what the Americans got angry about is that the fact that she said, I don't like when Black Americans say they're American. Like, where are you from?
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's the comment that they got angry about. And that's what I was trying to explain to her. I mean, we've had conversations offline. Sorry to hot you up, Rochelle, but... You're still not getting it, yeah? Like, they've been there for 400 years. So from their perspective, America is their roots, their origins, and that's where they're from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, one of the comments is like, we've been there for 400 plus years. Our great-grandparents been there. What are you talking about? Another one was basically saying, like, example, he brought it up for the Caribbean. She said about the indigenous, like, we've been in America the same amount of time they've been in the Caribbean, but they can't process that.
Exactly. And that's the exact point I was trying to give to Rochelle. Like, bro, if you're going to say that about Black Americans, you need to say the same thing about the Caribbeans. Like, it's the same thing. But you can't... My thing is, yeah, because they've been there for that long, you can't come and now discount that culture they've cultivated. You know what I'm saying? Like,
one comment even said,
you know what I mean?
So what? So what? Am I supposed to say I'm Louisiana American? A lot of us don't care about African roots and most Africans don't even like us.
Yes, the only reason they feel it is because obviously they are disconnected from that. So their history has been wiped so bad that they don't actually know where they're from. So they have to claim the country that they live in.
Yeah, but would you not say 400 years is a substantial amount of time?
It is. It is. Unless you've got a generation of like family members that can...
Trace it all the way back.
Yeah, that can always... push that information into the next generation for everyone to actually understand where they come from. There's only so much you can say.
And I understand why the Americans were annoyed about that comment that Rochelle was saying, because essentially, like what Doctor said, all that Ancestry.com stuff, yeah, can only take you so far back to the point where there's no paperwork. There's absolutely nothing. You can't trace back 400 years and be like, you came from this tribe and this... You can't. All them paperworks and that are long gone. You know what I'm trying to say? So Americans are going to be... They are going to have to claim they are African-American. Oh, American, if they were Black American. Because at the end of the day, they can't trace back their African roots. Yeah, they know that their line started in Africa, but they can't trace it back. So what are they going to do? Just start claiming any random part of Africa? You know what I'm trying to say? It doesn't make sense, man.
My thing is that, bro, you look anywhere in the world, yeah? People have migrated for time. It's human nature, bro. So if you're going to take that stance, then no one's really from where they're from.
Well, English people didn't come from England. They came from
the Vikings.
Vikings, bro. And Iceland and all that stuff.
Vikings and French, bro. Bro,
so
like,
that...
Who cares?
No one's really the originals of the originals. You know what I'm trying to say? Apart from the Native Americans. And
Americans are funny.
You see how that...
What's your opinion on this, Docs, man? I think you were here for that episode. What's your opinion on this, man?
Americans.
Your African brother, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so what's your opinion on this, man?
I don't have an opinion.
So your African brother?
Yeah, bro. Bro, I don't have an opinion in it, bro. Americans are just... Their brains have been conditioned, bro. You know, like, a lot of Americans don't know anything outside of their own continent.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
You know, if you show them a different country, like a flag of a different country in Europe, or ask them to name 4 or 5 countries in Europe, they will look at you like, what are you talking about?
Mm.
Or if you ask them to name a country, they're going to name other states in America. So, it's, I don't know, bro.
America is massive, though.
It is massive, but, bro, like, to massive. Them, going from, for example, Texas to New York is a holiday.
It's a whole new country, isn't it? Yeah. Like, yeah.
I find that weird.
No, but it makes sense, though.
It is called United States of America. Like, the individual states are different states. Basically like different countries. Yeah. Different laws in each state.
It's still one continent, bro. How does that make sense?
You've got different time zones, though.
Yeah, you've got three time zones, man.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But it's still one continent. That's what I'm trying to get bro. Like, same way we might have the same time zone as other places in Europe. We know that Europe is one continent. Other places are one different countries.
Mm. Yeah, but if you fly to Portugal, that's a holiday.
Yeah, that's fine because it's out of the UK. It's out of our country.
Yeah, but like Americans could travel a longer distance and stay in America.
Boy, I don't know, man. I feel like they need to be taught more about the Earth, innit? Or more about other countries that...
Now, they're a bit ignorant. Like they're
just proper ignorant.
Their own thing, innit? Like, we'll say that, but... You know, it's...
Firstly, if I lived in America, yeah, I wouldn't want to look elsewhere outside America. Why would I? Like you said, like there's so many different states that could go there that has a whole different culture and lifestyle. Why would I even want to come to the UK? Like,
that mindset? That's the same mindset as the guys that are stuck in the ends that always stand outside the shop. The man had never been outside New England, bruv. I'm telling you.
No, but what I know,
you know, there's older guys that look at us and be like, how do you man do it?
Yeah,
Some man that's stuck on that same road every day, just bothering the shopkeeper. that man ain't never flew out.
Yeah, no, bro, it's fate.
If you let a man taste a bit of different air, different scenery, bro, the whole mindset would change, bro.
No, see? But what he was saying, like, cool. Let's say you go to New York, then you go all the way down to, I don't know, Texas, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole new culture, lifestyle. Right? So it's like, essentially, you could jump on a plane to go somewhere else within the same continent, but it's like a whole new entire area. Yeah. So it's like, what is the need to then go further across the pond to see a whole new country?
Because there's so much more to this world to see, bro.
Yeah, no, factual.
You're still in America.
Mm.
I don't know, man. It's weird, isn't it, to me?
I hear what you're saying. But like, going back to what you said, like where you said Americans are confused about like their roots and that, yeah. You have the same opinion about Caribbean?
Is that what I said? They're
said confused. You said something similar.
Oh, yeah. Just quote me correctly. Did I say that?
No, repeat what you said then, sorry.
No, look. Did I say that is what I'm asking?
No, bro, that's what I heard, isn't it?
So they're confused about their roots. Bro, so that's your words, not mine.
That's not my words. I'm trying to paraphrase what you said, but if I'm wrong, correct me what you said then. About their origins, isn't it?
I say their brains have been conditioned. I didn't say they're confused.
Cool. So their brains have been conditioned. Do you have the same opinion about Caribbean people?
No, because Caribbean people choose to do more studies about where is they come from. Some of them are ignorant, but for the most, a lot of people do know where their background come from and slave trades and things like that. So,
but the thing is, I don't think the Black Americans are discounting that they come from slaves.
That's fine. They're not one saying that they have to discount that. They just choose to be ignorant about anything else. That's all it is.
Now, but I'm talking about this now, like in terms of like this specific topic.
Mm-hmm.
This is the point I was trying to get across to Rochelle, and she was kind of just dancing around it. Yeah. So, like if you have that opinion saying that Black Americans should like learn and like they're ignorant to where they're from and their origins. Yeah. Would you have that same opinion about Caribbean people? That's what I'm trying to say.
Back to what I said, it's a little bit different because I believe that information needs to be passed down to the generations that are still coming into the world.
Mm-hmm.
With America, that I don't think that's been happening.
Are they learning
about slavery? Not like that, man. I feel like even down to like Black History Month and big figures, I feel like we're learning about it less and less as years go on. You stop hearing about these things less and less, man.
Mm-hmm. So, that's because of people like you, man. You want to get rid of Black History Month.
Yeah, I do. No. I'm saying, let's not delegate it to just a month. That's all I'm saying. Why does it need to be delegated to a month?
It shouldn't.
Our history is more, it is longer and bigger to be retained in a month.
Yeah.
By far, it should just be a natural everyday thing. Normal.
Even down
like
to...
I said, because I can't lie, I'm going to keep saying it, because them alphabet people have it every month. Why does it need to be mentioned every month? No, I'm saying it again. Why does it need to be every month? Every month. Come on. But then what? You're only going to delegate a race to a month? We got it done for this year. All right, let's go.
It's unfair.
Come on, man. Doesn't make sense, bro. Doesn't make sense.
They'll do pointless gestures as well, bro. For example, you could in the hospital, they might serve jerk chicken and rice and peas during the month on Black History, and I've never understood.
Remember 3 years ago when they painted 4 yellow boxes black, or red boxes, letter boxes black, in each four corners of the UK.
Pointless gestures, man.
Yeah. Come on, man. It's dumb, stupid, bro.
It's actually dumb, isn't it? I can't lie. Yeah.
This is what I'm trying to say. Like, so that's why I was saying home education about your culture and your heritage needs to be from home.
Yeah,
the teacher that's not from my background will never be able to tell me you're from there. I'm like, shut up. What are you talking about? You can't tell me nothing.
Bless you with a good hair, man.
You know what I'm trying to say? It has to be homeschool. And unfortunately, if we as our generation are not listening to our grandparents' generation, because they're the ones that lit it, then the history's going to go down and it's going to be forgotten.
Nah, facts. I can't laugh.
Over time, I believe that would happen still.
Yeah, because no one's... Well, whilst the older people are here, like you said, you don't like the older people, but me personally, if an older person starts talking to me about their experiences, I'm going to take that in, because that's stories that I have never lived. That's stories that I can then pass down, say, my grandparents, like when my grand talks to me, but I sit there and I'm listening. Sometimes my grand will be talking for hours, but I'm like, you know what? This is actually history for me. You're telling me about a whole nother world that you lived in that I wasn't privy of. I'm going to take it in. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah, so, and then I could then pass that on, because eventually you're going to get to a point where history ain't going to be the history that we know.
The only thing, well, history is always written by the winners, isn't it? And like, we're in a white country. So, but one thing, like what I will say, I think the way that how the world is so connected now, I could leave here and speak to someone like in Nigeria. You know what I'm saying? The way the world is connected now, I do think like,
oh yeah, like you can't hide anything.
Yeah, they're shared. I think we'll be able to have more shared experiences and and know what's really going on globally, if that makes sense.
The internet for you now.
Yeah,
isn't it?
That's the beauty of the that's the great side of the internet. Like, we are so connected with what's going on everywhere. Like, obviously,
but at the same time,
you know what I mean?
But if we're so connected, why is the truth still not being revealed? If we are so connected by this thing called the internet, why is it so tailored that we are still not knowing the truth about things that pop up?
Because I said, bro, history is written by the winners.
So there is people that are choosing to...
History is written by the winners, bro.
There's people that are obviously choosing to indulge in that and understand it. There's people that just don't care.
Yeah.
If I ask one of you two, have you tried to understand more? You're probably going to tell me no. By yourself, not somebody pushing it onto you, but...
Are you talking about heritage and all that stuff?
Yeah, fully understanding everything about slave trade and things like that.
Oh.
Down to the T.
Not down to the T.
That's what I'm saying. There's people that dedicate their life to that.
Yeah, but me personally,
You know why? Because you're living in today's times.
Now, I said this to Elaine. Where my mind goes with these conversations is, how do we move forward and build going forward? It's cool. It's all good. It's all well and good. Knowing what happened.
Man can't live in the past. Bro.
And this happened to my people. We should be conscious of it and we should be aware of it,
Of course,
I think as a community, you should be thinking about how we going to put foundations in the ground so we can actually start, moving stuff forward. Yeah. And actually, controlling our own.
See, what it is.
That's where my focus is. If you just dwell in the past, you're going to get stuck there. You're stuck in the mud now.
All this reparation for 400 years, it's been 400 years now. I think we as a people can pattern up and just move forward and pattern ourselves together. And a lot of that comes down to accountability. Yes, we can start looking at, you guys owe us an apology. Bro, how about we just pattern ourselves up? How about we get together and pattern up? But like I said, it's the 60-40 ratio. You have 60% of people that will be on doing that, and you got the 40% that will be like, I'm on all about me and mine. And that's it. So when all these marches are going through, I'll be looking at them like, I ain't going to that.
I just think it's performance.
You know what I'm trying to say? Because why am I going to it? But then people will be like, but you're the reason. You're the problem because you're not trying to support us. But I'm like, but marching down the road, screaming to the top of my lungs, ain't going to get nothing done. You're just going to put me on the BBC News and that's it. Next week, something on.
About protesting, down to everyone protesting, even the NDL and them, man. It's like, bro, how are you going to get stuff done? Bro, the man that needs to start moving like the French dons, bro.
They get stuff done.
They get stuff. They shake the government, bro. They riot, bro.
They get stuff done. All of that screaming outside, drums and bass and all that stuff, bruv, you're just wasting your time. Because they ain't going to take it seriously in the government. When they go down to 10 Downing Street or the parliament or whatever, they just sit there laughing at it.
The only benefit I'd say to protesting, peaceful protesting, is just that it does spread awareness. So it's more in the general consciousness of the everyday person. But really, when you get down to the nitty gritty, not really and then, doing much in that.
That's the peaceful side. Then the violent side, when you're burning people's stuff down, it's like, bro, you're burning your own stuff. What are you doing? You're burning down people's cars, right, bro? That guy can't get to work now, so now he's stressed. I saw one video here about the Southampton, RIP to my man as well, yeah?
What actually happened there? I'm not even sure what happened.
Basically,
that's evil still.
I have to give it the description. Asian guy, white guy.
Yeah.
Asian man.
What was that beef? Or just
I don't know the whole
thing. So he stabbed him with a ceremonial dagger. He was of Sikh heritage, Sikh religion. And from what I know, they've been known to carry
religious
swords. Yeah. So him and this young gentleman got into an altercation, and he had stabbed the gentleman about 5 times, if I'm correct. And the brother of the gentleman that's the young man had called it into the police and gave a false description of the situation and said that they were racially attacked or it was racially motivated. That's why he acted in that way. Mm. Later to come in to find out that that wasn't the truth. Not only that, when the police showed up to the scene, the guy that had been the victim was laying on the floor, but they couldn't see any blood. Like, there's a video. You'll see the video. It's quite... You couldn't really see any blood. The guy is laying on the floor. You can see he's in agony. He's in pain. And he can't really breathe. But he was saying, oh, I've been... The police officer. Mm. They weren't actually assessing his body or taking him as seriously as they should have.
Couldn't see, no.
Instead, what they did was stick handcuffs on him.
Wow. Mm.
They handcuffed him whilst he...
Well, the white guy.
The white guy. They handcuffed him whilst he was laying there taking his last breath and he passed away.
And then they've been protesting based on it.
Why would they do that?
Because they thought that he was the suspect. So what would you tend to happen when police get called? This suspect, this target, they see you, apprehend you, boom.
I ain't gonna lie, that's his police negligence, bro. Obviously, yeah, people get all the time, innit? But that's his police negligence, isn't it?
But what Doc's saying is, you saw someone, you don't see any sort of evidence to say that he has stabbed, there's not been any blood. So straight away, you're just thinking, all right, we got you in your sights. We're going to apprehend you, not knowing the whole situation. But from then, they've been rioting in Southampton, all that stuff, yeah. And it was going back to what I was saying, what you were talking about, the protesting, yeah. They were rioting, and then next minute, they started throwing stuff at the police, yeah. And then one video I saw, the guy had a bin, and he threw it, trying to throw out the police guy, yeah? He ends up hitting one of the protesters, isn't it? The rioters. Conked him on his head, yeah?
Friendly fire, bro.
The guy can't make you throw it on my head, and that guy is mad. But it's like, yeah, so that the whole protest and stuff, like, they're rioting right now in Southampton, yeah? And it's like, you're doing all of that, but I can't lie, I don't know what you're going to gain from that. A life has been lost. And then now, apparently, a couple of the police were like, we can't, a couple of the EDLs are like, oh, it's the Sikh's fault. We need to get him out of our country. It's like, it's really not a racial thing.
But they're just using
you know what I'm trying to say? They're trying to use that as a fuel to...
their racist thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's gonna fuel the hatred towards other races. But I think another thing that they're going against is, why are Sikhs allowed to carry religious... swords,
pointing articles, basically
slash ceremonial daggers,
because
a lot of them are.
Yeah,
so I think they're trying to get a law put on.
You can't do that no more.
Yeah.
But it's the truth though, because bro, if you're gonna stop and search a black guy holding a knife in his hand, you're gonna apprehend it. Then apprehend this guy. What are you doing? Well, he's allowed to walk around for religious reasons, but doesn't make sense, innit?
I believe the two is no different.
Yeah, facts. That's true. Facts. Because it's just proving it.
If worse came to worse, they would both
both draw for the thing.
Do you get it? They will both use the article on them.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's sad. Obviously, what happened to that guy?
The way you've explained it, I blame the police for that.
The police could. Don't get me wrong. It could have still been the same outcome. He still could have passed away.
Mm.
But I feel like there was so much negligence in that situation that it's made people hate the police. They weren't actually treating the victim with seriousness. Instead, they were dismissing him. Like, oh, he said, I'll be But it's like you could really hear it in his faint voice, and they're like, "Oh, I'm sure you haven't." No, you like it's sad, isn't it, to watch that? Imagine being like a guy's parent or whatever. And, like,
yeah, that's the way your son died.
Yeah, it? Man.
But do we know like who, like, do we know the details of the altercation? Like, was it just like a few people arguing on the road, and then next thing you know, someone's getting.
But regardless of the situation, who started what, yeah, but you still use a knife. You get it?
From what?
Yeah,
from,
no, I hear
from,
it, but.
From what? More than five times, bro.
When the call got put into the police, the claim was that this Henry guy tried to pull the Sikh's turban or something off.
So the white boy went and disturbed him?
Apparently. That, okay. But that wasn't necessarily the truth, because there was a video on. I can't remember if it was on the Asian male's phone or the white guy's phone, but somebody had a video. No, it was a white guy, the Henry guy that was recording him saying something about, "Oh, you're a bad man," or something like that. And but it's like it's a brief video, but I think he was probably just recording him on Snap. But then, yeah, long story short, he ended up getting five times, and then trying to escape from them.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I think end of the day, like. This happens all the time, bro. Like, let's be honest, innit? Like, it happens all the time in terms of, like, people doing whatever. But Oi. It's police negligence. It's like that, well, it's not said exactly the same thing, but you seen that video when them two Asian men are, like, full-on scrapping with feds in the airport?
Oh, yeah.
Seen that?
Yeah, for the recent?
Yeah. They got they're not guilty still. Yeah. They got not guilty
the verdict it, no. come recently, but I think it happened, like, a year ago.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what happened yet. I don't know. Like, I think the police... I don't know... I might be completely wrong here, but I think the police mistook them for some people they're looking for, innit?
Mm.
And then, like, oh no, you're arresting one of the guys, you're just being a bit rough, and then the other guy just not having it. So punched
the man, granddaughter.
Just went and said, "Squidouche, bro." Straight boxed her, as a couple of policewomen as well, boxed her in the face, yeah. Next thing you know, it's a Royal Rumble. But then, like, the video I've seen, they've got the guy on the ground, and then these youths are getting kicked in the face.
Well,
yeah, police negligence, bro. At the end of the day, you're there to protect and serve, not there to assault people, innit? So I understand you've got to protect yourself, but at the end of the day, if you choose to put yourself in the line of fire, you know what it comes with, innit? It's not a license just to beat people up, you know what I'm saying, and do whatever, you know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I think mad people do mad things.
So how do you think a police should conduct themselves then? And what warrants them to then move the way they did?
I don't think, like, bro, again, like, your job is to protect and serve. Again, like, they're humans at the end of the day, yeah? But, like...
Because a punch to the face, regardless of you being a police or a victim, whatever, it's still a punch to the face.
Nah, bro,
there's only so much you can take.
I hear it. But again, like, you decided to be a police officer, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like me joining the army and then complaining I've got to juke up some other soldier.
Mm.
Like, I know what it comes with, bro. If I'm on the front line, I might have to date someone, bro. You know what I'm saying? So if you decide to become a police officer, yeah, you know you might have to deal with hostile people. But again, that's not a license to, like, have someone on the ground handcuffed and boot him in the face.
Yeah, nah. They get taught conflict resolution.
Resolution, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Self-restraint and all
some
that.
Some of them choose to not follow that and do other things. That's why they get...
Caught out,
infinite. Yeah, bro. It's mad, isn't it?
Stuff happens all the time, man. You know, stuff like America, they always publicize it.
Man's right. Been treated with the feds, bro. Like, bro.
You've been boxed up by feds?
What?
Yeah?
What? Bro, been treated with the feds, bro. There'll be times where they might jump out on you. Back in the day, you know when the stop and search thing used to happen? Boy. There'd be situations where you might be in a dark road, bro. They'll talk to you like shit. Bro, I've been speared for a fence, bro. I'll never forget, I got speared for a fence. Trousers, my jogging bottoms ripped. I got bags for all of them to release me the next morning saying NFA.
Going through all of that. That's
bro,
right.
It happens though, innit?
Right.
I'm glad it doesn't happen now as much as it... To be honest, I don't. I feel like the youths are carrying more knives now than they did.
Way more.
When we were growing up.
Way more.
Yeah. But we were getting stopped and searched more.
Yeah.
Compared to the youths of today.
Mm.
Well, youths these days, that youths are carrying knives, I'm not even on it.
Yeah.
They're not even involved in that, and they're walking around with shanks.
Yeah, it's influence, isn't it?
I feel like it's an image thing.
Yeah, image and influence. They're influenced by the environment, isn't it? By people around them. As I said, there's always that older in the ends.
That just...
he's older by age, but mentally
polluting.
Mentally, he's still down here. Yeah.
So do you feel like, so you know, so you think like shows that Top Boy, yeah, you think it has a detriment to then the society that we're living in?
Nah, man, it's fiction.
You say that, but then you just said that these young generation are getting influenced. Who are they getting influenced?
They're getting influenced by the actual environment, not by what they see on TV or internet. Well, with internet, it's obviously things that happen in actual reality.
I think it amplifies it.
It does.
Yeah.
Whether it's music.
Yeah.
Or like just social media in general. But I don't think necessarily watching a TV show would make somebody want to live that sort of life or want to do that. It can. I'm not saying it couldn't.
Mm.
I don't think it actually does though.
I just think with the younger generation, their currency is clout, bro. Their currency is clout, innit? So again, like, I didn't grow up in these areas, yeah. So maybe I'm not like the most educated on what goes on, yeah. But to me, it just seems like the bad man in the ends are the ones that everyone knows, everyone talks about. Oh, that's A Biz, that's my man, that's Mad Max, whatever.
JP2 like, splashy.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, these man, they don't play, bro. You know what I'm saying? They don't play. You know, if they come to the party, it's getting lapped off. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone, like, that's. That's clout. That's like, doesn't matter what type of clout or what the clout comes from. That's
stupidity, not clout, bro.
Yeah, but to the younger G's, yeah, if your name is popping off and everyone knows who you are, that's clout. And that's what their currency is, bro. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, some man go that route, the gang thing, and do the badness and do whatever. Other man just like start dancing on TikTok. But at the end of the day, it's still clout. It's still clout. It's still like just...
Still getting your name out
there.
Yeah,
bro. That's just what they want. You know what I'm saying? So... I don't know, innit? But personally, I think regardless of any influence or whatever, personally, my personal opinion is that I think if you're on the roads banging, I think personally it's a parenting problem. That's what I think, innit?
Parents gonna can do so much.
No, I hear it, but like you need to install values and that into your opinion so they know these things are wrong. That's what I think, innit, personally.
A lot of these kids know it's wrong and they still do stupid decisions.
Nah, man.
Partially, I can agree with you. Then
personally, that's what I think.
Partially, I can't. Because once you kind of get to secondary school, you start to develop your own personality. Your own influence is happening within that school. And moving on to college, you've got more free time to yourself. You're allowed more accessibility to the world. Parents can't always control what you do, bro.
But it's not about control. I'm saying it's about installing like the values and being able to like raise your child up to... make right and wrong decisions, bro.
Bro, listen, a parent can do so much until it gets to the point where your kid has the morals to know what's right and what's wrong and choose to decide whether they want to commit what they want to do. If someone wants to rob something from the shop and they know that it's wrong to rob and they still go out of it, that is not the parent's fault. Because, yes, the parents should be telling them it's wrong to rob the shop. But if the boy knows that, that means that the parent has instilled the fact that you know it's wrong. But if you're still doing to go against it, you can't blame the parent for that. That is that person making that decision. Because that you just said, the parents teach them what's right and what's wrong. The boy said, I know it was wrong for me to steal it, but I still did it anyways. That's not the parent's fault, because you just proven that you know that your mom taught you what's right and what's wrong, but you still chose to do wrong. How's that the parent's fault?
It's a valid point, isn't it?
No, but that's the only point.
No, it's valid.
Because there's people that don't have parents and have never done nothing wrong. And then you got people that has come from a wealthy background and is doing the most craziest of stuff. It is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Your parents didn't raise you like this. You grew up in a boarding school. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to be this rough guy for? Act like as if you've been broke. You ain't been broke. You've been Disneyland. I've never been Disneyland before. What are you talking about? You know what I'm trying to say?
Then,
come on.
And again, like, I think that's clout. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I think there's a lot of different ways you can attack this like conversation, innit? But personally, I think like base one is raising your kid up to know what's right and wrong, and to know that doing something, all the that we know what happens, is wrong, and you just shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like you should raise your child to know that, bro. Going to jail is not cool, bro.
Yeah, facts.
Going to jail is not cool. Murdering someone is not cool. Like, it's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, for as well. You know what I mean? Like, most of this gang thing's over. My people, well, I don't know it, but yeah, man.
No, I hear it still.
That's what I think, innit? You know what I mean?
Either way, bruv, summer is here. People, ladies, right. Gentlemen, be safe. Enjoy the weather. You get me? If you've got hay fever, get your tablets there because hay fever's been messing me up since May. We're in June.
Dress to your size. Yeah?
Lots, what are you going to add to that?
Why are you sad at me like that, bro?
Boy, I ain't got nothing to say to you, man. Yeah. Boy, everyone live your life, innit?
You get
enjoy
me.
Your summer, man. We've got a few things planned. A few things in the pipeline, so trust just watch me. Out for the space, man.
Get me. Mandem Link Up Show. Big Dots, DK, Miss, we're here. Bow.